Boston traffic is no joke. Michelle Ross understands this all too well. 5 years ago, she chose to move into an apartment in Brookline because it would be easier to bike into her Beacon Hill office. But she could never muster up the courage to actually pedal to work.
It just felt very dangerous.
But then the city installed new protected bike lanes near the Boston Common this past fall. A line of white plastic posts now separates bicycles from fast-moving cars. And that has allowed Ross to get to work the way she always intended.
And I can make it from, you know, where I am in JP/Brookline to my office in like 20 minutes, and I'm not scared. And that's huge.
Massachusetts hopes to get a lot more bikers like Ross on the road in coming years. A new interstate climate agreement called the Transportation and Climate Initiative, or TCI, plans on devoting millions of dollars to making it easier for bikers and walkers to get to work. Here's how the policy works. Participating states will charge large gasoline companies for the pollution they emit. States will then use that money to improve clean transportation infrastructure, like safer bike lanes.
You know, the way that we invest those dollars have the potential to increase our activity and change the way that we live in our built environment.
Boston University PhD candidate Matthew Rafman led a study on the potential public health impacts of improving access to bike lanes and sidewalks. The study found that infrastructure changes can promote active lifestyles so much so that it lowers cardiovascular mortality rates. As roads get safer, more people will walk and bike to work, leading to longer, healthier lives, and fewer people will die.
These types of policies, climate policies or transportation policies, do not exist in a silo.
Rafman used a model created by the World Health Organization to predict how many lives TCI could save each year. Depending on how much is invested, Rafman concluded that between 200 and 700 deaths could be avoided across the 12 participating states. And that accounts for bike accident death rates.
The decisions that these policymakers are making have the potential to affect climate and health outcomes.
Oh, and about those climate outcomes, research facilitated by Georgetown University predicts TCI will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 26% in participating states between 2022 and 2032. Here's BU School of Medicine's Dr. Catherine Gergen-Barnett on the benefits of exercise.
Walking and cycling, probably no surprise, reduces rates of obesity. It reduces rates of hypertension. It reduces rates of diabetes and depression and anxiety.
Barnett was not involved in the study, but as a physician and someone who also chose her home based on its biking distance to work, she calls these infrastructure improvements a long time coming.
I'm thrilled that, you know, advocates and voices that have been talking about this for a long time are being heard.
Not everyone is on board with TCI, though. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu declined to commit his state to the initiative in 2019 for fear it will inflate energy prices and hurt the economy. But Rafman, the PhD candidate, says his findings tell a different economic story.
So if we monetize those mortality benefits, the monetized valuation of the benefits exceeds the transportation investment costs.
In other words, saving lives also saves a lot of money.
Cars are moving pretty fast.
That's me biking down Chestnut Hill Avenue to grab a coffee.
Don't have my own lane.
And as you can hear, I think those bike lanes can't come soon enough.
All right, I'm going home.
For WTBU, I'm Jesse Remedios.
This is pretty scary.